going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Let's get to Zach Jackson from The Athletic at Akron Jackson on Twitter. Zach, thank you for joining us. Good morning to you. And did the ground shake beneath your feet when Shedeur Sanders went on play action?
No, that was only 9 years ago. Might as well be 90 at this point. four days ago might as well be 90 at this point, right?
You like Shedeur Sanders, though.
Yeah, I mean, he throws it like an NFL quarterback, and then, you know, basically one impression. You know, he looks like an NFL quarterback, so the bar is really low there.
yeah, you didn't say a good NFL quarterback. You just said he looks like he can play the position.
Yeah, so I am not surprised at all by the interest, right? I am, I guess, foolishly surprised by the race to declare anything. Or even act like you really learned anything in rookie minicamp. Rookie minicamp is about learning and getting started. So to me, like, the newsiest thing, the biggest thing is that Kevin Stefanski admitted, yeah, like, hey, we changed the structure of this, and we're going to have to change the structure a little bit of our practices going forward because of this quarterback competition, right? And that's not, like, crazy. That's just embracing the reality of it. But to think that a competition really started in an orientation-based rookie minicamp, or that anybody really has declared anything, no. Every single draft expert rated Shedeur Sanders as a better player than Dylan Gabriel. And every single draft expert in 31 draft rooms don't think Dylan Gabriel will ever be a starting quarterback in the NFL. So that's just kind of where it is, and we'll see where they go. And actually, we probably won't see, because where they go is probably way more determined by what they do in the meeting rooms and at the practices and things that we're not at, then by the time we really get to see him every day starting in late July.
I put it in perspective, Zach, what you were watching, because I think that's the hard part for people to understand, you know, what was actually going on. Like, if you were put on a scale, on one end, we have like a pro day workout. On the other hand, we have the Super Bowl fourth quarter, 2 minutes to go. Where was that workout?
Yeah, that's an interesting way to put it, and it's hard to exactly paint that picture. But a pro day workout is highly scripted, and guys are with in familiar environments and throwing to people that they have thrown with. I mean, this is guys running out to a practice with mostly people they've never met before, or they've met their coaches and the front office people, but they've never spent more than 4 days with them in most cases. And so they get 3 days of abbreviated practices, meetings, jersey number choosings, paperwork, meeting a whole bunch of people who are going to help you, from the medical staff to the cafeteria staff, and then going out there and trying to put together something close to football practice, right? So it's a mad scramble is what it is. So you're just not really learning a lot. Simply based on watching him lean to the ground, pick up a football, and whiz two of them 15 or 17 yards, I'm like, that's what it's supposed to look like with Shedeur Sanders. So take in consideration why he went to the fifth round and what he's facing here as fourth in line to make anything, let alone become the long-term starter, and nothing's guaranteed. I just happen to think that he has the talent to do it if a bunch of things go his way.
So I asked Lima this last segment. I want to ask you, your personal Browns depth chart, 1 through 4, is what?
It's wide open. I have been of the belief that Joe Flacco will be the starter, because I don't think you bring him in unless you want him to do what's been missing from the last 3 training camps, which is take charge, get guys in the right place, not make it look pretty every day, but make sure that it looks how it's supposed to, and make sure that guys are doing what they're supposed to get ready for the season ahead. Can Joe hold up over the course of the season? You know, does he play perfectly? That's just why I think you brought him here. I could be wrong on that. When it was reported and whispered they really like Kenny Pickett, I just said to myself repeatedly, that can't be true, because it just, to me, it can't be true. But enough people say it that it might be true. So I would think it would be really hard in a summer environment for either rookie to pass one of those guys, but we don't know, what's going to happen. And obviously, you know, this team needs to win games this year for many reasons. And so you would think for the first half of the year that the more experienced players, at least the first half of the year, would be playing. And then ideally, you know, this is how it works. Like, one quarterback plays the year. It doesn't work here, but that's how it's supposed to work. So how that will go is really interesting. But the other thing, guys, is why don't number 3 or 4 quarterbacks ever make it? Well, probably because they're just not good enough. But when they do play, right, they're playing with other backups, undrafted rookies, XFL guys. They're playing with limited reps, with limited opportunities, in bad situations. So it's going to be on Stefanski and Tommy Rees and Bill Musgrave, who were never more than 2 feet from all those rookies, to get them ready to maximize those opportunities. And that's not just when we're watching. You know, that's every hour of the day with being ready to come in and do what you're asked. So all of a sudden these joint practices are a big deal. All of a sudden these preseason games are a big deal, and not just for the clicks or for the name recognition, but because this entire depth chart is wide open. And really, when you look at it, the one of the 4 to whom they have the most commitment is probably Dylan Gabriel.
Just
because he was a top 100 pick. What does that mean? I know we could continue to talk in circles around it, but that would be the one of the 4 to whom they have the most commitment, the way I view it right now.
So at what point, are you high on Dylan Gabriel? What do you think of him?
I don't think he has any chance to be a starting NFL quarterback.
Okay. Do you think then that they would, because, hey, you know, when you take a guy in the top 100, you're making a statement. Do you think that maybe they would, in your eyes, deny the truth of Dylan Gabriel? And that might cost us weeks here of finding guys who can play the position.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. One of the reasons there's no clear answer to that is there any chance that Kenny Pickett is really a viable answer? You know, we don't know this, Ken, right? Just because somebody's going to win the competition. DeShone Kizer won the competition in 2017. He went 6 of 21 in the 3rd preseason game, and everybody looked at each other like, that wasn't bad comparatively.
I think I might have done that.
I mean, those are real numbers, I think. You can look them up in the break. I think those are real numbers. And that half looked better than what had been out there.
Yeah, that's true.
Zach has...
So Joe was put on this earth to throw football. You know, I don't know what Joe's other options really were. It feels like he wanted this one. And it feels like to me that he's going to be the quarterback for the first 5 or 6 or 8 weeks of this season. But if I'm completely wrong on that, and for these people that Anthony spends his evenings looking up and sending to me on Twitter, if I'm wrong about Dylan Gabriel, then I'm wrong about Dylan Gabriel. But no other team believes that Dylan Gabriel should have been a second-day pick. And no other team that believes that Dylan Gabriel is more than an undersized backup.
Zach Jackson with us right now. So do you think there is, there's always trends in the league, but has it changed at all where there is a considered best practices when it comes to when a young quarterback should actually start? Meaning, is there a perfect way to ensure that you're doing this the right way and not rushing somebody? Or in the case of others, hey, they're ready to go right away. Do we even know at this stage?
No, we don't. I think what's considered the perfect way hasn't changed, and that's that the guy sits, right? 10 weeks, 12 weeks, 1 year, 1 year and a half. I think that's probably become less and less frequent. You know, the situations are not at all the same, right? But don't they feel good in New England about Drake May playing, what was it, the last 6 or 7 games last year, and that he showed that he could be the answer?
Yes.
And isn't that like the one path to things feeling good here? You know, and I obviously the Patriots had $100 million in free cap space, and they hired Mike Vrabel, who's beloved there, and all of those things. And people were so angry because they won that last game, and they really shouldn't have. But doesn't it really come down to Drake May being there, and the chance to build around him? So the cap situations aren't the same, and we have no idea what's going to happen here with the coaches in the front office. But if some young quarterback, and that would include Kenny Pickett, right? He'd still be a young quarterback. It's only his 4th year in the league. Is promising. It probably doesn't include Kenny Pickett because he's not under contract and he's Kenny Pickett. But if one of these rookies looks like that they're the guy, and then you're using these 2 first-round picks next year on left tackle and wide receiver, or just best player available and wide receiver, and you're saying we've got our guy, now let's go get through the rest of this cap hell and compete, then you're saying it. But if you're 3 wins or 5 wins or even 7 wins and you have no answer at quarterback and your team is getting older and walking out the door and your cap situation still stinks, then what are you hanging on to? So that's really what it comes down to.
Zach Jackson joining us here on the show. Can they handle the Shedeur Sanders situation from the outside looking in? There's media conversation about him. There's certainly a lot of intense fan pressure. He has a very large fan base there. Can they as an organization handle that?
I think they can. I don't think we've seen it. I think the only people that have used the word circus were people that decided that it was going to be a circus at rookie minicamp. It wasn't. NFL Network was there. ESPN was there. Every beat reporter from every website and TV station was lined up to take video footage on their cell phone, just like every other rookie minicamp. You know? Like, I thought all of the kids from Shedeur to Mason Graham were super impressive. And how they interviewed, I thought Kevin was really impressed with how guys handled the tough environment of rookie minicamp, where you come in, you have all these things happening, and sometimes you throw up on the field, right? And I don't think it's a circus. So having a quarterback competition is not ideal. And having that dominate every conversation and everything, every outside angle of your team is not ideal, but it can be handled. And if Shedeur's going to make it here, let alone be the quarterback, then he's going to have to handle the part of being last in line and of mastering the offense and being ready. Because I would think, unless he just shows differently, and maybe he is really that good, most of his chances are going to be waiting for like 90 minutes or more to get 3 reps. That's what it's going to be. So he's going to have to be ready to handle every other part of it from the individual drills on.
Is it a big deal that Mason Graham ralphed on Friday?
No, it's a zero. It's zero.
Okay. Well, I had to ask you because there's goofballs on the internet going, "Oh, he's fat and out of shape." And I go, "Cause he threw up." People who conduct themselves and say they're journalists said that. That's what.
I'm gonna give you a line, a Daniel Jeremiah line, right? And it applies to Mason Graham, but it really applies to this whole thing, right? He said before the draft, and I've heard him use this before, he's not going to win the warm-ups, and that's based on how he looks, right? And that's based on that rookie minicamp means nothing. So for Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders over the next 6 weeks, they probably have to win the warm-ups to an extent, or they at least have to be ready. But none of that matters, right? And Mason Graham doesn't have to win the warm-ups. And overall, like, I think there's a chance they got a number of good players out of this draft class who will be good players. It just went a certain direction that was strange. Some of the positions that were left out obviously were strange, and then we'll see. But I think Mason Graham is pretty close to a sure thing. I thought Schlesinger was big and really impressive looking. He's obviously still pretty new at this as a former walk-on and just a 1-year starter. But these guys are going to get chances. I mean, those are the two that are going to start. Judkins is probably going to start sooner than later. But for everybody else, it's kind of wide open. And obviously, as we've learned here over time, for every draft pick that comes in here, it's a wide open slate. You don't, just because you like the guy in the draft doesn't mean he's going to be great, or doesn't mean he's going to be bad just because the Browns drafted him, right? Like, there's just so many things that go into it.
Devastating news yesterday with the JOK Browns finally, I guess, and him and his doctors determining that he's going to miss this year. And beyond that, we don't know. What do you make of that? Unequivocally, the best pick of Andrew Berry's career in the draft, right? So where do they go from here? And is that exactly why they went linebacker where they did in the draft?
Yeah. So parts of it are unsurprising. All of it is disappointing, right? And it's not just on the field where he, you know, was the kind of player that made your defense different with his speed and range. Just a really respected, super smart guy. And a different player that in terms of teams could prepare for him, because you didn't see that kind of guy every single week. What's most alarming is the statement was pretty clear that it's not just this year, you know, that there's real concern, which really hurts this team in the long term. But they didn't need the roster spot till now. They weren't ready to make that declaration, and they did, and they're disappointed, and everybody goes forward. But yeah, that's why Schlesinger's here. That's why Jerome Baker was brought home on a 1-year deal. Of course, Devin Bush signed a new 1-year deal and then got arrested. We'll see what happens with that. But it's a position that they have not put a ton of resources to comparatively, not even close. But they traded up in the second round to draft JOK, and they thought they hit a home run, and they did. And like I said, he's one of those guys in the locker room that they will really miss. And I'm sure he'll be around, but it's just not the same when he's not out there. A lot of things that they've done had been to get ready to play against Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow, right? And JOK being that fast was a big part of that.
Zach, thank you very much for the time. You're a wonderful man, and we wish you all the best.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Zach Jackson on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Had Zach Jackson with us just about 10 minutes ago when that answer came. He was just on with us about a few minutes ago. Hear that entire interview, 92.3thefan.com. And on the free Odyssey app as well, Spiro Dedis is going to join us 9:22 this morning. He will be on the call Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Semifinals, TNT Sports. We'll talk to him about whether or not the Cavs can jump back into this thing and whether or not Donovan is going to be able to go tonight. More on that coming up here in just a few moments. Zach saying that history is not good with the Browns being able to handle this sort of thing. And I think that is the crux. I know we've fired a lot of shots at each other here. Not you and me. I mean, we go back to the beginning of the show, we fired some shots at each other. But as fans, we have fired a lot of shots at each other. People are going to be bothered by hearing this. The Browns have shown over the last 20 years, history has shown that they have not handled this situation well. Fan pressure with a QB competition, even quote-unquote QB competition, does not sit well with the Browns. It doesn't do well. The fans, they give in to the pressure. They do not put quarterbacks in the right spot. They find themselves in whatever viewpoint they want to, and they seem to make the wrong decision for these type of things. And at times, I think that you and I, separately or together, have been on the wrong side and the right side of this. You know, with Shedeur Sanders, I think there's a player there. I want to do this the right thing. With Dylan Gabriel, I'm not sure. I mean, Zach is just not high on Dylan Gabriel whatsoever. I think he can throw the ball through the wall, but that doesn't mean that he can stand in the pocket and go ahead and be an NFL quarterback of any starting caliber whatsoever.
Do you think, Kenny, we know how popular Shedeur is with a segment of the Browns fan base, and naturally we have people from all over the country who are now listening to us and telling us they're listening to us because they want to make sure, they want to hold us accountable.
Yeah, I got that yesterday.
Because
that was fun.
They feel like he has not been treated fairly in other places.
I respond well to threats.
Meanwhile, we have people here in Cleveland who think he's a Nepo baby and has been gifted everything.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
And I've tried to shout those people down, Kenny, because I think it's ridiculous. Like, if he couldn't play football at all, he wouldn't be here.
Especially because we've had the same people calling in to call him a Nepo baby, and then so we need to tank the next 2 years for Arch Manning, yeah, for crying out loud, which is, you can't call in about someone being a Nepo baby and say that. Go ahead.
So with all of that said, is there anybody fighting for Dillon Gabriel in our listenership, in the fan base of the Browns?
I mean, I'm sure there's some people there, but I think that he was a surprise of a draft pick.
Owen's face.
I mean, well, I'd love to hear from somebody that says, why not Taylor or Dillon Gabriel? I called him Taylor Gabriel.
We got a...
That guy couldn't even get a coat off his head.
What a memory you have. What a freaking memory you have.
I was there that night. That was a fun
They're
one.
They're about the same height.
Okay.
All right.
Really? You gonna do that?
You know, if you're that's trying to go viral way, too, just go back to Oklahoma and come back when you're ready to be an adult again.
I went there. Dillon Gabriel was there. I left.
He would know, wouldn't he?
He was technically there.
Guys, that's when my OU fandom ended, when he became
Dillon Gabriel. Stop ended it. You as a Stop Sooner?
It. Stop it. Stop it. You didn't say that earlier in the last couple of weeks. When did that happen? I didn't ask, but when did that happen? How is that possible? Dillon
they
Gabriel.
Lost to K-State in week three, and I was over.
You drew the line at Dillon Gabriel.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. You watched Howard Schnellenberger, the late great one, but he did coach a year there.
Year.
Who was the other
Justin
guy?
Justin Fuente is his quarterback.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Who was the other guy that who was there that wasn't very successful before Bob Stoops?
Blake.
John Blake.
John Blake.
John Blake.
I almost said Jeff Blake.
Like, you probably would have done better with Jeff Blake. Yeah. You've been through some bad Oklahoma football. You're telling me Dillon Gabriel was the point where you're like, you know what? I'm just going to wash my hands of this and just be a football observer.
Yep.
Oh, they had a bad West Virginia loss.
Oh, my gosh. Stop. Look at what are you talking about? QB wins.
I'm just going
You want to go over some of the Colorado losses? See, you're making me do stupid things that I don't even want to do. I'm just trying to be fair to either guy, and I'm trying to be very fair to Shador Sanders.
Well, let's be honest right now, right? There's no way in these quarterback competitions – it was never going to be fair with the fans between Johnny Manziel, clearly,
no,
and Brian Hoyer. Tyrod Taylor versus Baker Mayfield. Like, there's no fairness ever when it comes to that. You choose your guy before you even see him face a pass rush.
That was a facade. That one was a total facade. No offense to Tyrod Taylor. No offense to him. That was just a guy wasting his time trying to give himself a little bit of extra time. Like, well, we'll break the glass on Baker and then we'll truly do it. That was dumb. But in this case, yeah, you got Joe Flacco. You got Kenny Pickett. I think he fell to the fifth round because of whiteboard stuff from what we've heard through the interview stuff. And I think that there is, for whatever reason, a bunch of owners who – just wanted to prove some sort of a point about how you're not going to step out of line on us, and here he is in the fifth round. I don't think he's number one overall, number two overall. Baker was number one overall. So I'm just trying to – I want to do what's right by him. Don't put him in a position – and this is where I will compare him to Johnny. Don't put him in a position where he goes out there and he turns around and there's 30 guys staring at him on defense. Don't put him in a position. He's got to help himself. He's got to prove that he's ready to go. But don't do that. Don't do the stupid things that you've done over the last 20 years with young quarterbacks who aren't ready and put them in a bad position that they can't compete in. So that's what I'm making the argument with Shador. So I like Shador, and I'm sure that the Shador people are going to be excited to hear some of that. But, yeah, I'm probably not going to make a lot of friends because I'm not going to be sure if he's going to be ready to go after training camp. And I'm telling you, he's going to look good in training camp. He'll look good. He'll look good in the preseason. He'll look like an NFL quarterback. He'll be facing cover two. And I'll go, guys, let's just wait a minute. Let's just hold our horses just a moment. So I'm going to be a stick in the mud here coming up in a couple of months. I'm going to enjoy these next couple of months before I get cussed out by everybody. What he said about JOK, it's an unfortunate thing. I've talked to a lot of guys. How old is JOK now? When he came into the league, he was still a young guy. He's still a young guy. I mean, good God, he's got to be, what, 25 years old. He turns 26 in November. He came into the league. He's about 21, 22 years old. I've met some 22-year-olds who have been drafted by the Cleveland Browns who are definitely still children. I've met some 22-year-olds that were very good interviews, had a good head on their shoulders. Maybe they were a product of circumstance, whatever. They were good, they were bad, they were ugly, whatever. I just don't worry about JOK personally. I find him to be a person that I think in whatever he does after this, I don't know if he's going to play football again. I kind of feel bad even speculating about it one way or the other. But I think that wherever, if he doesn't play another down of football, and frankly, I don't know what type of timeline he is on recovery. Does he even want to play football again after something that scary? Because if you're that guy, I just think he's going to be the type of person who's successful in just about whatever he does. I'd find it very difficult to believe that Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah is going to be hard on his luck at some point in the future.
Right. He's someone who seems to have very diverse interests. You can tell just by the way he walks into the football stadium, right? But he puts a lot of thought and time, and it's not one of those where, why is he doing that? Not football. No, then he dominates on the football field. Like he's very, very interesting. Anytime he's talked, I've really listened to what he's had to say. And I'm like, man, a breath of fresh air.
There's guys I've interviewed that they've drafted, and I go, this guy's an idiot. And then there's guys that I've got along with right at the very, like DeJuan Jones. I've always gotten along very well with DeJuan Jones from the moment go. I'm a big fan of his, and I just like that young man, and it kills me that he's been hurt these last couple of years, and I'm praying to God he's going to be okay, because I think there's a lot of great potential there, and I think he's a good guy. But when it comes to JOK, he challenges me in some way to think about things from a different perspective every chance I've had to interview him. You start with football, you end with life, and I just think he's going to be just fine. I think that the only thing that we get robbed of is watching a good football player on the field. We can find, it's Andrew Berry's task to find other good football players for him. I'm glad that he's walking and I'm glad that he's okay, but I think he's going to be successful in whatever he does. I don't worry about JOK and whatever earning potential he may have without the sport of football in the future. I just happen to be just so impressed by him. So it's an unfortunate thing to say, because I'd like to see more of him, but I think he's going to be all right.
Why didn't you make fun of me at that moment?
We were fighting.
Yeah, but
we were having a spirited discussion. Even though we both agreed, we want him to play. We need him to play. If he doesn't play,
if God willing, then the creek don't rise.
If he doesn't play tonight, what does that line go to? They were 7-point favorites.
It goes to Pacers minus 87.
Doesn't it feel like that?
That's where it goes. Yes,
especially with Darius and the clown shoes. People didn't know about the shoes.
What was that commercial? It's got to be the shoes.
Explain
the clown shoes. Because if you just say he's wearing clown shoes, you're going to say he's called a clown.
He had to have custom orthopedic type shoes because they can't have his toe bend in a certain way. So that's why he was literally falling down trying to dribble, and he was stumbling over himself. He was wearing shoes he had never worn before last game.
I'm seeing a lot of stuff about when the
Browns... My mom always had me put my shoes on and run down to the end of the aisle and come back to see if they fit or not.
I'm seeing a lot of stuff about who the Browns and when the Browns are going to be playing in Jolly Old. We'll get to that coming up here once that news breaks. Some of that stuff, I think some people have put out some embargoed information, and they will deal with that on their own. I'm not going to do that, and neither will you. By the way, don't miss a moment of, well, you can do whatever you want. I just assume you wouldn't do it. Yeah, I didn't mean to tone you can't do that. Folks, don't miss a moment from earlier in our show at any of our local shows, 92.3 The Fan. Click the rewind function on the Odyssey app brought to you by Montrose Kia. Choose Click Cruise at MontroseKia.com. to listen back to any of our segments from the past 72 hours. Going to be some interesting meetings later on for some folks out there. So as soon as that breaks, we'll get the
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
That to everybody about the Browns and some of the early schedule stuff, because the schedule is going to be coming out tomorrow. And you and I are going to be giving in calls to Jake Vault. You better
live
get on the schedule there.
I am.
You better get on the schedule.
I am. I'm
calling
I'm locked
Jake at
in.
8:10. I plan on being off the phone at 8:11.
You are going to have game-by-game, minute-by-minute coverage of the schedule release tomorrow night, live here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
So, Spiro Dinas at 9:22. Kobe's job on the line. Guy who's about to be executive of the year. Well, he always seems to finish second, though.
Yeah. Well, we've been mopping up with all the regular season awards.
Steven Vogt is like the only guy who doesn't find himself in a crosshairs. At least not yet. Mm-hmm. They won again last night. They always find
they
a way.
Another one.
Ben Lively's arm came off, and they still found a way to win the game.
We have, by the way, we've had an amazing Coach of the Year run in Cleveland. We are, like some cities, the city of champions.
The city of coaches of the year.
We are the city of coach of the years. Stefanski in 20, Francona 22, 23 Stefanski, 24 Vogt, 25 Atkinson.
It's amazing.
In this decade, we've had the most coaches.
We had to have.
So we have Coach of the Year, and now we're about to have Executive of the Year. Has that been confirmed yet or no?
No.
So we could have Executive of the Year, and that Executive of the Year, if they lose tonight, I'm telling you, there's going to be people calling tomorrow to fire his ass.
Yeah, which we got to be fair, right?
Now I got to go back and look, because I got to be fair going, okay, Ken, who would you have taken at that time? Yeah.
Well, we got to – what's so interesting about – well, people don't know executives anyway, and, you know, it's hard because – a year ago, you know, I was like, man, can we really bring this back? And then not only did they bring everybody back, they were one of the best teams for most of the season this year. They were either the best or second best, right? And I know that's regular season, but that's, you know, all we had for evidence. But the thought was that this team was so dynamic offensively that defensively we would be able to turn it up. You add DeAndre Hunter. Not to mention you got Ty Jerome playing at the level that he was playing all season long and in the Miami series. Like this was looking like a pretty special group. So what changed? how did we get here in such a short period of time where we were flying at an all-time high after the Miami series? It was the most lopsided series in the history of the postseason.
This team is not physically ready for the postseason. There's just no other way around it, man. And some of this stuff is bad luck. So, I mean, DeAndre Hunter going Mick Foley underneath the rim, that was an unfortunate instance. But, man, I got Donovan dragging himself around. Tweaks here, tweaks there. Darius's toe, that's a serious issue, man. I know it's a toe, so it doesn't seem serious. It's like, oh, you got a corn. You get out there. Like, no, it's a serious issue if he's got to wear those bigger shoes so he can have a little bit of extra room there so he can run around. You know, these injuries, Evan Mobley with an ankle, I think that he's really hobbling, and I think that he's just getting, I think he's getting the shot and going out there and trying to do his best. I commend him for it. But I'm telling you, man, like there's something there that plays where they just are not physically ready for the punishment of what the postseason is. Indiana was in a wrestling match of a series against Milwaukee. You've had the Knicks that have, I mean, they, you talk about iron sharpening iron. The Pistons took a bite out of them like crazy to the point people want Tom Thibodeau fired. And here they're on the cusp of going to the Eastern Conference Finals over the Boston Celtics. People thought the Celtics would mop the floor with them. And, hey, you can say what you want to about Jason Tatum, slow down. You can say what you want to about Jason Tatum being hurt. They came back from, what, 17 down last night, 14 down last night? Jalen Brunson, we know from experience, he's got the dog in him. And they're a tough basketball team.
It's incredible.
And here we are kind of
wincing away from it again. It's incredible the Knicks are this close to going to the Eastern Conference Finals.
So Kobe's job, I'm not going to wake up. I do not believe I'm going to come in here tomorrow at 6 a.m. If they lose tonight, I hope they don't. But if they lose tonight or they lose in game six, whatever, I am not going to come in, I don't believe, and say Kobe needs to be fired. I do think his job needs to be examined. But I think that about it. I think that Andrew Berry's job needed to be examined.
What is it that...
You know, if the Guardians were to have a bad run, I think that, yeah, Chernoff's job would have to be examined. They don't have a bad run, so there's no reason to examine his job, but you get what I'm pointing out here.
Yeah, I totally get it. I kind of went after Kobe a year ago, and this year...
Two years ago, I think that was.
2 years ago. And then last year, the way that Orlando series unfolded, you know, I was wondering... This Darius Donovan thing, it's proved to win a lot of games. They seem to mesh so well together, and it just fell apart at the end. But you played Boston and you were injured at the end of last season. You wanted a fair shot to where you were healthy. And now we're talking about injuries again, because we still don't know. It's supposed to be a game time decision for Donovan Mitchell between a calf strain and an ankle, whether or not he's going to be able to go. Last time we saw him, he went down on the floor with a non-contact injury. Okay, I don't know what to do with all that information. So I have to give him credit. Like, I gave Kobe a ton of credit because I would have shaken things up maybe in a big way last year. He didn't, and then they go in 64 games. So now we're in the playoffs, and now we're talking about the team totally differently again than we did all season.
Well, I've given him credit for his patience because, again, there was a prudent move to make when you could get Donovan Mitchell. What other superstar were we going to be able to get to put this thing over the hump? Because I think that he was truly up against it, Kobe was, before he made the Donovan Mitchell move. Then he makes the Donovan Mitchell move. That buys him a little bit of time to put his moves together. But now you have, yes, an undersized backcourt. Darius Garland was taken early. Again, who else am I going to take? I had one person on social media, and I'm sorry, buddy, I had no idea who the hell you were, who said I knew they should have taken Tyrese Halliburton instead of Isaac Okoro. Okay, well, no one was saying that at the time. I am not a big fan of Isaac Okoro and think that probably you should have gotten better, but did I say it then? I didn't. So what would I have done? Because there's been plenty of things that I would have done that Andrew Berry wouldn't have done. I can't say what I would have done other than what Kobe Altman has done. And plus, I don't have a lot of faith. I hadn't had a lot of faith when it took 11 days for Kobe Altman to speak after the season the 1 year.
Oh, we were crushing it.
But I didn't have any faith that they would find somebody better. So it turned into an argument for him to keep his job.
Look, they fired Bickerstaff. They come in, and then the team seemed elevated with Kenny.
Yes.
They built a team that had all-time great shooting, defensive player of the year, a sixth man of the year candidate, and Donovan Mitchell was looking like a top five player in the NBA.
Yes.
All of that is about to get erased if this goes south tonight in literally five games. In a week and a half.
216-474-0092. What's on the line tonight for the Cavs? Is Kobe's job even on the line. Spiro Dinas is going to join us at 9:22. We're paying attention to the NFL schedule. We might have some releases coming here very
shortly. We know all sorts of Philadelphia Eagles games from October to December. How exciting.
They confirmed ours on NFL Network?
Yeah. It will be, this according to Pelissero, but I've got it on up here too. It will be against the Vikings in London October 5th.
Oh, boy.
9:30 a.m.
Here we go.
Although we hit the breaking news.
Vikings also play the week before.
In London?
In Dublin against the Steelers.
Oh, that's where. Play the Vikings in London again. Already played the Vikings in London.
Here you go.
Breaking Browns news. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
According to Daryl Ryder, Browns beat reporter 92.3 The Fan. Browns Vikings, October 5th in London, now official NFL running back, the 2016 classic between the teams. All right, now I'm going to be defensive of the game because Daryl's taking pot shots at that game. Browns were up at halftime in that game, am I not mistaken? Weren't they up? See, all it takes is Daryl to say something, and I'm going, you know what? Now I agree with it a little bit more. Taking his pot shots. Leave it to Justin Bibb, Daryl. Stop taking pot shots at the London game.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.